Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
Take your Bibles and open them up to the book of Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. And I love that singing. Both of those songs at the end, Jesus Messiah, He's the Redeemer. This is what we're going to talk about tonight, is redemption. We're going to look at Exodus chapter 6 and verse 6. He's our Redeemer. He has the name that is above all names. You know, every person is going to worship the Lord Jesus. We have the privilege of worshiping Him on this side of eternity. Everyone who gives their life to Christ worships Him on this side of eternity, but the Bible teaches that every knee will bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The scripture says in Exodus chapter 6, verse 6, Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I want us to think about the word redemption. The Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary gives us a lot of neat information about the word redeem or the word redemption, the word redeemer. One of the things that I feel that is important when we have the Lord's Supper is that we slow down and focus upon what Jesus did for us. And I try to think of ways to challenge the church to think about what Jesus means to us. I want you to think back to when you came to know Jesus. Think back to when you asked Jesus to be your personal Savior. I was a teenager. For many of you, you were young. You were perhaps a child. Perhaps you came to Christ later in life. I know there are others here. There's some here that came to Christ later in life. Statistics show us that most people before the age of about 21, the percentage drops really low of those that come to Christ later in life. That's why it's very important that we get the gospel to young people. Doesn't mean Jesus can't save those that are older, but it's just that it seems like that people are more tender to the things of the Lord when they're younger. But Jesus has redeemed us, and in just a moment we're going to have the Lord's Supper. And I'm going to read a passage in a moment about that, but He says, do this in remembrance of Me. So I want you to remember how you came to know Jesus. Silence is loud in a church service, isn't it, sometimes? I just want us to slow down a little bit and think about that. One of the ways the Scripture describes what Christ did is He redeemed us. The word means to pay a price in order to secure the release of something or someone. It has the idea of paying what is required in order to liberate from oppression, enslavement, or another type of binding obligation. There are two words in the Old Testament that describe this idea of redemption. One of the words is used in the book of Ruth when Boaz bought a field, and in buying the field, he redeemed Ruth. And so we see that, you see that flavor of it. But in the Old Testament, Gaal, that word Gaal is used of God. It's the idea of redemption from bondage or oppression, typically from one's enemies. In other words, we have been redeemed from our enemy. We have been redeemed from oppression. And that is the word that is used in Exodus 6:6 that I just read. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. Now, redemption from an oppressor or the buying back of an item like a field is the main use of that first word. But then there's another word, padah, in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, which is primarily used with regard to the redemption of persons or living things. You see in a passage of Scripture, well, look at Exodus chapter 13, verse 13. Exodus 13, 13. It says, "But every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck, and all the firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. So it shall be when your son asks you in the time to come, saying, 'What is this?' that you shall say to him, 'By strength of hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.'" It's basically in that picture there, it was used since God spared the firstborn Israelites when the last plague was placed upon Egypt. God required that all firstborn sons of animals be redeemed. Now, turn over in Exodus chapter 21. Go over to Exodus 21, verse 29. We're thinking about this word redemption in the Bible, what it means to be redeemed. In Exodus 21, verses 29 and 30, it talks about that if there is an accident, an oxen kills a person, then both the oxen and the owner are to be killed unless he pays a price. He is redeemed. Look at Exodus 21, 29. "But if the ox tended to thrust with its horn in times past and has been made known to his owner, and he has not kept it confined so that it has killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and its owner also shall be put to death. If there is imposed on him a sum of money, then he shall pay to redeem his life." That is that Old Testament word, to redeem his life, whatever is imposed on him. So we see these words in the Old Testament talk about buying back, to make a purchase. And it pictures redemption, and it lays the foundation for the word redemption in the New Testament. We know that every Old Testament sacrifice depicted the notion of the price of sin that had to be paid and the need for that price to be paid. Now, in the New Testament, there are two words or two phrases that deal with redemption. I want you to look in the New Testament with me in the book of Mark. Turn to the book of Mark, chapter 10. You'll recognize this verse of Scripture. Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. Mark 10, 45. And the idea in the New Testament has with it the concept of to ransom or to redeem, to ransom, to liberate. This idea suggests the heart of Jesus' mission. In Mark 10:45, the Scripture says this, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." His life and ministry culminated in his sacrificial death. His death served as the ransom to liberate sinners from their enslaved condition. Now, you've probably heard this illustration when it's talked about redemption, and that is to buy on the market, to buy at the market. We've heard perhaps illustrations about a slave comes to the market and there is a price to be paid, and and Christ comes when I'm on the market and he buys me back. That is a biblical picture of redemption, meaning to redeem. And I want you to see that in the passage here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. Turn over there to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In verse 20, it says, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Congregation, the reason that we serve the Lord is not because we are trying to earn his favor. Sometimes we think that, oh, he'll love me a little more if I do this. The scripture here teaches us we have been purchased, therefore we glorify God in our body. In the book of Romans, we won't read it, but in the book of Romans, in chapters 1 through 11, Paul writes an amazing theological treatise of what salvation is all about. You've heard of the Romans Road to Salvation. The Romans Road is mostly found in those earlier chapters where salvation is demonstrated and is illustrated. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so he says, he gives all of that foundation theologically of what salvation is and what Jesus has done for us. Then in chapter 12, he shifts gears and he says, "Therefore I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." And he goes on and says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We are to present our body as a living sacrifice, not because we're trying to earn salvation, but he has just laid all of that out, that Christ has redeemed us, he has saved us, we have been justified. Therefore, what should be our response? Our response should be to completely and totally live in surrender to Jesus Christ. And he says it's our reasonable service. Paul actually makes the statement that if we do this, we are doing what should be naturally expected. It is reasonable. Sometimes we think that the Christian life is to be lived with sort of Jesus just tacked onto our life, and the really committed people really sell out, you know. The really committed people really witness and really share Jesus and really love people and really are transformed. Paul makes it crystal clear that it is completely reasonable for us to give Christ our entire life. It is completely reasonable for us to do that based upon what Jesus Christ has done for us. So he gives us these words in the New Testament that mean to redeem or to buy at the market. Believers are liberated from the enslaving curse of the law. And then I want to read two more verses of Scripture. I want you to look at the book of Revelation in chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Because we are going to worship the Lord. After his coming, because he has redeemed us. In Revelation 5, verse 9, the scripture says this, "And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." The Lord has redeemed us, and he has purchased us by his blood. And so tonight, when we take the Lord's Supper, I want you, as you receive the bread and you receive the cup, I want you to dwell upon the broken body of Christ and how he has ransomed you. And I want you to dwell upon the blood of Christ that has broken the power of sin. You have been redeemed. Paul gives us the fullest explanation in the New Testament, talking about the redemptive work of Christ and how we have been justified. The wrath of God has been appeased because of the blood of Christ. His payment has satisfied the wrath of God. And I'll read this passage, this scripture, if you want to know where it is. It's in Romans chapter 3 and verse 24 that says this: being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ has redeemed us. This is a Baptist hymnal. Actually, this is called the hymnal for worship and celebration. Fanny Crosby wrote this song: redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. And as you know, the chorus goes, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. The second verse says, redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I'd like to ask our men to come at this time as we prepare for the Lord's Supper. And as they're coming, I'd like to read one more passage of Scripture. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 says this: for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. So tonight we have the Lord's Supper. This is a service given to us by our Lord himself. And I encourage you to think about this fact: you have been redeemed. You have been purchased. And I pray that we go out of here tonight to serve the Lord with a new perspective, not serving him out of guilt or serving him out of trying to impress God, but serving Him out of gratitude. Gratitude for the fact that He has purchased us, He has ransomed us, He has bought us off of a slave auction and broken the power of sin in our lives. Let's pray.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.